Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Back to another session of insanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show.
It was a pleasure to have you.
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part, you know, the way you become part of the solution, we all know this, right? Is to get informed. And then get it out there. Let people, other people know what's going on. Come on, come on, come on. Knock it off. Anyway, always appreciate your time with me. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. Texting and tweeting and just being engaged. Hopefully many of you, did you enjoy the day off today? I mean, seriously. You know, some of you are going to get mad at me, but we got to talk about it. I'm very curious to know. I talked to Sonya about it last week. Zoe didn't even want to talk about it. But apparently... Right, today is Juneteenth. And, somebody asked me today, why is it just June 19th? Why is it Juneteenth? I don't know. Not my deal. I know, some of you are tired of hearing it, but really, seriously. You know, the history behind this is kind of interesting. On June 19th, 1865, enslaved African Americans in Texas were told that they were free. A century and a half later, people across the U.S. are now starting to celebrate. Now, the funny thing about this, is I think it was 2 months after the war ended, if you would, that they were told that they were free. Now, President Biden decided, to sign this legislation last year. He made it a federal holiday. During the summer of 2020, the nationwide protests that followed the police killings of black Americans. This was honor, the honor of the black folks, right? To honor what went down. I'm not saying I agree or disagree. I'm just putting it out there, right? What's interesting about this, big interesting, is in the celebration for Juneteenth, today, we had black folks killed. Again, but not by white folks that were mad. No, by other blacks. Well, what is that all about? Why? Well, they're so mad at us that they're killing their own? They're in the street, there's all kinds of issues going on. They scared the stuff out of an old, how tough are you? You're scared of an old white guy. I don't know if you guys knew that, but in the quote-unquote Juneteenth celebration, there was all kinds of rioting and shooting in some of the cities. And on top of all of that, there was a white guy that had an old white guy that happened to be the wrong place at the wrong time. So I don't know, what are they celebrating then? Are they celebrating violence? Their ability to commit violence? No, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm trying to be for real here. If it's a day of freedom, if it's a day of celebration because you won your freedom, what happened? I guess I don't know how to celebrate. Right? Now, again, somebody just sent me a note. No, Joe, it acknowledges the day in 1865 the slaves learned of the Emancipation Proclamation. Why wouldn't you celebrate the Emancipation Proclamation, period? I mean, technically and legally, you were freed that day. Physically, not so much. June 19th commemorates the day that the U.S. General Gordon Granger arrived in Galveston, Texas, and shared the news that the Emancipation Proclamation had been passed 2 years earlier, and the Civil War ended 2 months before, and you're now all free. So, this year, for the first time, I guess it was, that the stock markets were closed. Federal workers were off. But the slave trades remained in effect after General Lee surrendered. Right? And even after Lincoln's death. Now, there were about a quarter of a million slaves that were freed in Texas when they got the announcement. Nobody knows why that the Emancipation Proclamation wasn't... I guess he didn't have Twitter, huh? Couldn't get out to all the states that quickly. Probably some of it was that people that were true racists that wanted to keep the blacks enslaved didn't want the message to go out. Despite the uncertainty about the delay, free slaves went on to commemorate the day in Texas and throughout the U.S. So... Yeah, they saw it. But again, I gotta say it. Even with the celebrations, there were many black deaths, many black people shot. So I don't. What is it? What is it that drives this? If you're pent up and mad, then don't go after your own. Go after the people you're mad at. I'm just thoroughly confused. Maybe Kimberly Moran can straighten me out. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring around Kimberly Warren, joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her perspective, her viewpoint on politics from a New England standpoint. Totally different world in New England when it comes to politics. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So first I want to say, you do gun safety classes, right?
Correct.
Right. Do you do bike safety classes?
No.
You're... I was just thinking, you know, I know you're a patriotic person. You know you love the country. I thought maybe we could find somebody to give the president, you know, training course on how to get your feet out of those stirrups so you can, you know, stand up and not fall over and the whole nine yards. But I give him credit. At least he didn't have knee pads and elbow pads on.
Right. Well, I mean, he was only on the road. I mean, it must be nice to be able to go to your beach house every weekend while the country is burning down around you. And you're the cause of it. Must be really nice.
So, he's on the bike for several reasons. One is to show that he's eco-friendly. He doesn't go everywhere in a car. He doesn't, you know, he wants the exercise, right? The whole nine yards. The problem is, there's a 16-car caravan around him.
Right?
Right? He's going, wait a minute.
And besides, he's only riding the bike. I mean, he's only riding it in the area of his beach home, right?
Right.
So it's not like he's running errands. I mean, when do you think the last time was that that man has ever been into a grocery store or run any kind of errands other than for political ops?
Oh, before he ran for president, he never did. You know why? Because they were afraid he'd get lost. I'm sure they went for him.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good thing.
Hey, anybody see Joe? I don't know. He went out for a cigarette an hour ago. I haven't seen him yet. He's probably spinning around in the driveway trying to figure out where he lives.
He'd probably go to the ice cream shop, eat too much ice cream, and not have anyone there to stop him, and then get a brain freeze and not be able to get out of it.
Oh my God.
Actually, I think that's what has already happened.
All right, so let's have some fun with some of the crazy stuff that has happened. Well, first and foremost, so did you celebrate Juneteenth like everybody? I mean, heck yeah. Most people had the day off. They got paid for the day off. And I still don't understand. And I had Sonia Schmidt was on last week. Alfonso Rachel said the same thing. Juneteenth is the day they found out 2 months later that the war ended and they were free, even though the Emancipation Proclamation was signed 2 years prior.
Yeah, right? I don't understand why that isn't the holiday that's celebrated, because that is a worthy holiday to be celebrated. The Juneteenth is really localized to Texas, isn't it?
It's local to, yeah, Texas, right. There was 30-some-odd states or something like that that did not know, that had not got the information, that they were all free, they won, everything else kind of thing. Still trying to get the information out there.
Wow.
And
So I never, at first I was like, why had I never heard about this? But because it was a specific thing to Texas, that's why I never heard about it when I was in school. Because we heard about the Emancipation Proclamation.
Oh, yeah.
But we didn't hear about Juneteenth. Now, that would be the Emancipation Proclamation, but I get it, though, because not everybody was actually technically freed that day. So I do understand that.
Well, maybe the day the South surrendered, right? 2 months prior to that, where they lost and they finally surrendered, that was it. It was over. Which meant that could be, you know, enforced. The Emancipation Proclamation could be enforced. So, I don't know. It's kind of all over the place. I just find it quite interesting. That's all. So, all right. You ready to have some more fun?
Yeah.
Did you hear about the British man that was turned away from giving blood because he refused to answer the question if he was pregnant?
Excuse me?
So, I love doing this to you. A British blood donor said he was turned away after refusing to answer a question asking if he was pregnant, citing that he is a man, he is in his 60s, how could he be pregnant? Leslie Slinkhair, 66, told the Daily Mail he had been given 125 pints of blood over the past 50 years.
Wow.
And this is the first time they've turned him away because he wouldn't answer the question as to whether or not he was pregnant. Now, what I think about what's funny about this is probably some millennial that was looking at the old guy going, why can't you just simply answer the question? Are you pregnant or are you not?
Right. That's exactly what they probably did.
God.
Oh, my God.
But this is the group we're raising. These are the kids that we're raising.
Oh, no. I'm not taking any responsibility for these. Absolutely not. I raised a millennial, but he's a good millennial.
Okay.
I believe that.
Definitely believe that. All right. So,
not doing it.
You know, you and I always hear stories when we're talking about guns, and I still get it. I get beat up by it on a regular basis. How guns, you know, that whole thing with good people with guns save lives. Well, yeah. They keep telling me that's not true. That never happens. Apparently, they don't know how to read, huh?
No, they don't. And, you know, I started saving stories, and some other people started putting collections of stories out there, including people who have protected themselves using AR-15 style rifles, because those are used for home self-defense. People, they don't want to ever admit that that really happens. And a lot of the time, it's not reported. It's not a news story. You know, it very rarely do you actually hear about these kind of stories. And if you do, they're very localized, so they don't make national news like any other time. So that's why. I mean, there's, you know, sometimes somebody might not even call the cops. All they do is show their firearm, and then the criminal takes off, and they're on their way.
Yeah, it's interesting. Again, though, you're right, but we keep hearing this. I guess it's up to us to keep making noise about it.
We have to. We have to keep showing it. I try to share stories, you know, show them to other people. You have to share it because it is a thing. I mean, people aren't just getting firearms for the hell of it. I mean, I guess some people are. They are fun. They're fun to shoot, you know, at targets at a range. But it's serious. Self-defense is serious business. It's not a joke, and people take it seriously.
Well, Millions of gun owners. You know, honey, I'm going to the grocery store. Do you need anything? Let me see. Do I have my phone? And now you got to go, do I have my gun? Right? I mean, seriously. That's how ridiculous it is. All right. Back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Yeah, more examples of the different levels of legal enforcement, depending on the side of the party you're on. We'll be back.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Close to 1,200 U.S. flights were canceled between Sunday and Monday, with thousands more scrapped across the world. Airline analysts say delays and cancellations are likely to persist. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, whose own flight was canceled over the weekend, told the Associated Press he is pushing the airlines to stress test their summer schedules to make sure they can operate all their planned flights with the employees they have. Georgia's Secretary of State set to testify Tuesday as the 1-6 committee resumes public hearings. Brad Raffensperger, his deputy Gabe Sterling, and Arizona State House Speaker Rusty Bowers are the key witnesses as the committee focuses on how former President Trump and his allies pressured officials in key battleground states to overturn election results in his favor. Trump called Raffensperger, asking him to find more votes in his favor. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Really, truly, be part of the solution. That way you won't become part of the problem. Most of you become part of the problem because you're sitting back. You're spewing things that you saw come by your Twitter. Most of them are lies. I don't know why you do that anyway. Get the information yourself and then go after whoever it is you're willing to go after. Let me bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week, kind of kick the week off with all the crazy stories from the weekend that nobody really covered. I don't know, Kimberly, I don't know if you're tracking it back there, but you know that the Soros-backed DA out of San Francisco got recalled a few weeks back.
Oh, yes, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's fabulous. The only hitch, or the negative side, is the mayor of the city gets to appoint another DA until election time. I know, right? So we're hoping. And we hit the milestone to recall Gascon in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's awesome. He's even worse.
Yo. I knew somebody that worked with him. I talked to him on Sunday. Knew somebody that worked with him when he was a beat cop and then became a sergeant. All that. He was terrible.
He was a cop?
He was a cop.
Oh, my God.
And he almost never arrested, people of different ethnicities.
Wow.
Yeah. So, interesting to where his mind has been at for a long time, you know?
You know, these people are supposed to be protecting innocent victims and seeking justice for victims.
Right.
Not being on the side of the criminals, and that's what they've done. We literally have criminal anarchy in this country, around the country. It's not just in these big cities, around the country, because people have changed laws thinking they're doing good, like bail reform laws, and they're just letting violent people out. And so in some places, judges don't have the discretion to keep them in, depending on the crime.
Yep.
And then they want to, take our guns away so we can't protect ourselves.
Well, what's interesting is that, when I talk to some of the local sheriffs, sheriff's department people, what's happening is they're booking them. They're writing out the report. And the DA, some of the DAs at the other end are already dismissing the charges, won't bring them forward.
Oh, my God.
So,
They have been working a different angle. I don't want to give too much of it away, but they are getting some of these actually put up and brought to a courtroom. But they're doing a workaround, and some of the workarounds they're doing, it's kind of hard the way our system in California works, but they're doing it through cities and city attorneys and that kind of stuff. So they've had it too, and they're working on different ways to make it happen.
You know what? That's the thing, Jill. You see, when your own department, people, prosecutors in your own department are speaking out against you, you know it's bad. It's probably way worse than we even know about. Because they normally wouldn't do that. That's like mutiny. But they're normally, you know, pretty cohesive, and that wouldn't happen. But I've noticed it with Gaston's, with Boudin's. There's probably more. They are coming out. Their own people are coming out and saying, this is insane and it's got to stop.
Oh,
they're
helping
with recalls.
Yep.
That's bad. Right. You know it's bad if they are doing that.
Yep. No, it's interesting to watch it go down, and you're right, to watch more people jump on the bandwagon and getting him out. It's just amazing to me, and they're willing to be up front and out front about it.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
All right.
And it takes a lot of courage for them to do that, too. Think about, you know.
Well, yeah, the thing about this, there's a fellow here that's going after Gascon with, you know, guns blazing, so to speak. And his name is Jonathan Hatami. He is one of the, you know, assistant DAs, and he just had it. So he has filed lawsuits against them. While he's filing lawsuits against them, Gascon can't do anything stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Nice. Yeah.
So he just keeps filing lawsuit after lawsuit, and he's on the guy, and we'll see what happens with him.
I get it. He can't do anything stupid because the lawsuit's pending.
Well, he'll end up losing right away. He'll prove his point that he's creating a hostile work environment, not allowing them to follow the law, forcing them to break the law. Okay?
Wow.
That's one of the things they're saying is, look, he's forcing us to break the law with the threat of losing our jobs.
Wow.
We can't do this. So one judge, he's already got a ruling against him. I don't know if you know that, but one judge has already ruled against Gascon and say you have to prosecute according to the law. You cannot keep throwing
the three-strike rule.
He's done nothing.
Wow.
You know, I want somebody, really, honestly, I want somebody to put handcuffs on him and take him out of his office.
Right.
Contempt of court.
That's what he deserves. That's probably what would happen with other people who weren't doing their job.
They'd come into my office and take me away in a paddy wagon, for God's sakes.
Right, exactly.
So, we covered some of the stories from the weekend that nobody's really all over. Those pro-abortion freakoids, they cover themselves in fake blood. They congregated at the home of Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett over the weekend. And you said you saw the pictures, right?
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Yeah. They're walking around. They've got white pants on. They've got bloodstains in their crotches. They have babies in their hand, baby dolls in their hands that look, or apparently look like they're covered in blood. This is just amazing to me. And the Department of Justice is all over it, right?
Yeah, right. All these broads should be arrested because they're violating law. This is against federal law. To intimidate justices of the Supreme Court is against the law. If the tables were turned and this was Second Amendment supporters protesting at Sotomayor or some other leftist judge's house because they leaked something about, you know, overturning the Second Amendment or whatever, they would have all been arrested and they'd still be in jail.
Yep.
The minute they got there, they would have been arrested. Our justice system is ridiculous, and the DOJ is disgusting for allowing these people, especially these crackpots who are getting paid to be there, to harass and intimidate our Supreme Court justices. Go to the Supreme Court all you want. I'm good with that. But you don't go to someone's house because their kids and their families have nothing to do with their job. Number one, neither do their neighbors. But number two, it's against the law. And it's against the law for a reason. You shouldn't be threatened. Personally, if it was me, and maybe I wasn't going to overturn Roe v. Wade, oh, I would now. I would now. You want to threaten me? Now I'm going to do exactly what you don't want me to do. Oh, I 100% would do it. Just because of what they're doing, even if I wasn't going to go that route. I don't, my thing though is, what I don't understand is, are these people stupid, or are they stupid? Because overturning Roe v. Wade doesn't mean anything. It just means it goes back to the states.
Right.
And some states have extreme abortion laws, like California, probably Massachusetts. Other states have more strict laws, but every state has abortion. And it's a state issue. And if some state tried to make changes to their abortion laws, well, then you vote those people out and vote people in who want your abortion laws. That's how it works.
Yeah, but to your point...
And you can take it to court in the meantime to stop certain things.
Right, but to your point a minute ago, I mean, you know, when you think about all this and then what's going down, the minute those people started getting too close to that house, as a matter of fact, the minute they got on the block, they should have been removed immediately because it's federal law. It would be an easy thing to prosecute, easy thing to support.
Yep.
But that we no matter what they say, you know as well as I do now, we're on a two-tier system.
Yep.
Right?
We certainly are.
And if you're a Dem, I haven't followed that Colbert story yet, but I hear that something went down with Colbert and his team, Stephen Colbert. And he was
insurrection.
Removed. What?
It was an insurrection.
Oh, Colbert?
Yeah.
Really?
No, I'm just joking. January 6th wasn't an insurrection either, you know?
Yeah, I know. Well, it's really interesting, again, when you watch what's going on. I sat with a friend of mine who's a Democrat today, and she started to tell me what she was watching, and I said, no, they're not showing you all of it. Why do you think that is?
Exactly.
Right? I said, you know that the police were letting them in, right? She goes, I think I saw something about that a while back. I said, yeah. Do your homework. Don't say anything. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I want to get back to this in a minute, but first, let me bring on Kimberly Marin. She joins me every week to kick off the week and talk about the stuff that went by at a million miles an hour over the weekend. And, think about this, Kimberly. New Jersey? Several cities in New Jersey had Juneteenth celebrations by shooting each other. That's always a good way to kick off a celebration, right?
No different from any weekend.
That's on New Jersey. I forgot. I'm sorry. Yeah. And then we have these pro-abortion freakoids that were running around in front of Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett's house. Nobody did think about that either.
Of course not.
Just amazing, and it's going on in more and more and more places.
Yeah, criminals are just free to roam and do whatever they want. That's basically what it is.
But I also... Go ahead.
No, seriously. It just seems like, we know crime is increasing, and it's increasing for a bunch of reasons, but one of them is they're just allowed to commit crime, and there's no punishment.
Right? Well, the confusion that's going on here, this is what I love. So the reason a couple of people spoke up said, look, we're not protesting to change the minds of women-hating fascists. We're calling on the pro-choice majority on you to get in the streets and stop SCOTUS. So they think that this isn't a law thing. This is an opinion of nine people, which you and I feel like it's that most of the time anyway.
Right.
But this is supposed to be backed by law. This is supposed to be backed by the Constitution. The Constitution doesn't change based on how many people show up for a protest.
Right.
Right? And we've taught these kids somehow. We've taught them or got them to believe that if they make enough noise, people will go against, well, I guess their party does it on a regular basis. People will go against the law. It's just ridiculous.
Right. It doesn't seem to matter anymore.
No. No.
Laws apply to some people. Like we were talking about a little bit ago. Laws apply to some people, but not to others. How does that make sense for anything? You either apply the laws equally, or you don't apply them at all.
But listen, I don't know how to explain it. They ignore you like you don't exist. So when you're sitting there, like with Shifty Schiff, when he was on, I think it was CNN or MSNBC, and it was time to go buy a lottery ticket because the person interviewing him was asking him point blank, you know, you've said this before, you came up with nothing, it was empty, now you're saying it again, why should we believe you now? And he totally ignored her.
Right.
He just went on to put the narrative out there that he wanted to put out there.
Right. That's what they do. That's always what they do. This show trial is nothing. It means nothing. Like, it's literally just putting... That's what they did with the Russia hoax, remember?
Yep.
It's the same thing. It's just they're putting a narrative out there, and then they're building it without having... It's not a real trial. You'd have opposition on it. You'd have people who are on the opposite side questioning people. And this is that they're not doing any of that. Everyone is on the same side in this. Everyone.
What's interesting is you're not seeing any screen. Well, it's not interesting. It's the reality. You're not seeing any noise being made on the left. MSNBC, CNN, ABC, DFG. None of these are screaming about the shootings that took place in New Jersey, Chicago, and D.C. on the Juneteenth. People died.
They don't care.
There was one scene in D.C. where a young, I think he was 15 years old, he died.
They don't care.
Black on black crime with guns. You don't want to say a word, do you?
Nope, they never say a word. And this goes on every weekend, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. Because, again, they're letting these criminals back on the street when they commit other crimes. So this is happening all the time, and it's getting worse because all those single men that are floating across the border freely, they're not here to be with their families. Many of them are probably gang members or will be part of a gang member. We're going to be overrun with this kind of thing. It's going to start escaping from the city. It's not going to be contained into the city anymore because there's going to be so many more. Where the fentanyl is coming from. You know, it's really bad, and people need to get their heads out of their behinds and pay attention to what's going on.
Thank you for keeping that clean. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
you're right. And the more and more of these stories I read, you know, I don't know. I don't want to get into this now, but this whole transgender thing, you saw what happened with the sports and the National Swimming
International
Swimming Group, yeah. They said, okay, that's it, no more. And some people are complaining that, you know, they said if you're under 12 and you started, your parents need to be checked, you know. But other than that, but what I love is there's been a slew of stories over the last couple of months tying a couple of studies that were done to connect the jump in youth suicides with transgender treatments, okay. And another report questions the claim that puberty blockers and hormones prevent suicide in transgender kids. They're finding out these things are not true. As a matter of fact, there are other things going on when it comes to the way your body has to grow and it has to, you know,
bones and brain and everything. These things are going to kill these kids. Once they do this, and if they get surgery or whatever, they end up having to do it forever. This causes problems, internal damage to organs. It causes bone issues. It's just bad all around. You don't mess with Mother Nature like that when your body is, you're still a child and your body is changing to help you grow into becoming an adult. I've been researching this and working on this and fighting against it for years. And everything that they're coming out with studies now, we already said it before. I don't know if you've seen them, Joe, but I read stories about people who have D-trans, and it's,
yes, D-trans, it's horrifying. Yeah. I've been doing these. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it breaks your heart to know. And one of the questions they always say, every time I read one of these, the bottom line always comes to, why didn't anybody try to help me instead of just pushing me towards being trans? Like, why didn't they try to help, like, the actual issues I had? Some people are not as bad as others because some people didn't get surgery. But the people who got surgery, it's way worse for them.
Oh, yeah. There's no way they can't be. I mean, look at, your body was never meant to look, first of all, your body was never meant to be that to begin with, right? Either a girl right. or a boy. If there's an issue there, it's not to do, and I'm just going to go out there, this is why they call it gender dysphoria, right? I mean, it has to do with what's going on between the ears. You need to get some help. You need to work through it, okay, and get some real help. One girl that was interviewed said that she went to 2 20-minute sessions with a counselor, and they gave her the drugs to start her transition. Is there any other process, any other mental ability that you can get away with doing that with?
Nope. That's what's scary about it. I don't understand why these people are so evil. Again, these doctors take an oath, right?
Yeah.
To do no harm.
Yeah.
These people are doing harm, and they don't even know the long-term results. They're experimenting on children who might just need some kind of emotional mental health work, you know, talking through issues or whatever. But they're experimenting on them like what the Nazis did. That's what I can... This is honestly, Joe, only they're convincing these kids that's what they want and convincing their psycho parents to let them do it.
Oh, they pull at their heartstrings. I mean, look at, like I said, my youngest daughter, I was talking to you about her earlier. You couldn't have been any more in a tomboy than she was. You know what I mean?
Right.
But she has no want, desire, or anything else to be a boy. So,
right.
You know, and what they do in schools is, down there, I won't say they shame you, but they say, my God, you know, you look like a guy, you act like a guy, you seem to like all the things a guy's like. Maybe... You know, maybe that's where you should go. Maybe that's the direction you should head in.
Right.
So.
Well, I mean, they're just, that's the sad part. Is
yep.
And there's a whole group, I'm glad more people are speaking out now, and more doctors are speaking out now, because before, anybody who spoke out against this insanity was labeled a transphobe instantly.
Wow.
And, you know, lots of kids, lots of girls were tomboys, and they changed, you know, when they got older,
yep.
Or maybe they became lesbians, but they weren't men. They weren't boys. They didn't want to be boys. Like, actually be boys.
All this stuff is nuts. All right, ladies, how do people find you?
GraniteCrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
That's too easy. All right, have a great rest of the week. People, I'll be back in a little bit. You're stuck with me for the next 2 hours all by myself. Be back in a few minutes.